Sue today received the following letter on the Russia-Ukraine war. As the world marks the third anniversary of Russia's brutal and unprovoked invasion of Ukraine, we must confront not only Vladimir Putin's aggression but also the dangerous disinformation being spread by Donald Trump and his enablers. Trump has repeatedly echoed Kremlin propaganda, undermining NATO, dismissing Russian war crimes, and even suggesting that the United States should abandon its allies. His reckless rhetoric emboldens Putin and threatens global security. While Trump spreads lies, Ukraine continues to fight for its very survival, facing missile strikes, mass displacement, and the horrific toll of war. I know this firsthand. In the early days of the invasion, I traveled to Ukraine, volunteering to help displaced families find safety and deliver essential supplies to those trapped by the fighting. I met ordinary Ukrainians who had been forced to become soldiers overnight, defending their homes with courage and resilience. Some of these men became my friends. Today, some of them are gone, killed in battle, fighting for their country while the world debated how much support they deserved. Their loss is personal, and it should be personal for all of us who believe in democracy and freedom. Here in Sault Ste. Marie, we have seen the impact of this war through the Ukrainian families who have come to our community, seeking refuge from the destruction of their homeland. I have also seen the power of community, how people here pulled together, opening their homes, offering jobs, and providing support to those who arrived with little more than the clothes on their backs. It was a reminder that in moments of crisis, people can choose to step up and do the right thing. But doing the right thing means more than offering shelter. Canada must reject the far-right isolationism creeping into our political discourse and reaffirm our unwavering support for Ukraine. That means continued military aid, humanitarian assistance, and a firm stance against those who would rewrite history to suit their own political ambitions. Putin will not stop unless he is forced to. Trump and his allies want to see the West divided, but we cannot allow disinformation and cowardice to dictate our foreign policy. Canada must stand strong, as we always have, in the fight for democracy, truth, and justice. Robert Peace, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario.